230. O respected personage, thy second letter dated 19th of December 1918 was received. It was the cause of great joy and gladness, for it showed thy firmness and steadfastness in the covenant and testament, and thy yearning to raise the call of the kingdom of God. Today, the call of the kingdom is the magnetic power which draweth to itself the world of mankind, for capacity in men is great. Divine teachings constitute the spirit of this age, nay, rather, the sun of this age. Every soul must endeavour that the veils that cover men's eyes may be torn asunder, and that instantly the sun may be seen, and that heart and sight may be illumined thereby. Now, through the aid and bounty of God, this power of guidance and this merciful bestowal are found in thee. Arise, therefore, in the utmost power, that thou mayst bestow spirit upon mouldering bones. Give sight to the blind, balm and freshness to the depressed, and liveliness and grace to the dispirited. Every lamp will eventually be extinguished, save the lamp of the kingdom, which increaseth day by day in splendour. Every call shall ultimately weaken, except the call to the kingdom of God, which day unto day is raised. Every path shall finally be twisted, except the road of the kingdom, which straighteneth day by day. Undoubtedly, heavenly melody is not to be measured with an earthly one, and artificial lights are not to be compared with the heavenly sun. Hence, one must exert endeavour in whatever is lasting and permanent, so that one may more and more be illumined, strengthened, and revived. I pray and supplicate the divine kingdom that thy father, mother, and brother may, through the light of guidance, enter the kingdom of God.